Page 84. Unit 8. Food Science. Lesson A. Vertical Farming. 1. Grammar in Context. B. Listen to the radio interview. Which photo best illustrates the topic?
By the year 2025, the world population is expected to rise to 8 billion. In order to grow enough food, it is estimated that 1 billion hectares, almost 2.5 billion acres, of new land will be needed. That is, if the farming methods that are practiced today continue. Environmentalists say something must be done if food shortages are going to be avoided. That's why the idea of vertical farming is being discussed at an eco-conference this week. Celia Hernandez, our environmental correspondent, joins me. Celia, what is vertical farming, and where did the idea come from?
The idea was developed by Dixon Despommier, a professor at Columbia University, back in 1999. Vertical farms are basically high-rise greenhouses that can be built in cities. So crops will be grown indoors and in water instead of in soil.
And what are the advantages of growing food in this way?
Well, supporters say it's more reliable because crops won't be affected by weather conditions like drought or cold. It's also more environmentally friendly because waste can be composted and water will be recycled. And because crops will be grown, harvested, and consumed in the same urban area, transportation costs will be greatly reduced. So in theory, food should be cheaper too.